This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Policymakers from around the world are in Scotland for a major climate change summit called COP26. It's a big moment. As they stand now, climate policies in the U.S. and other countries are not enough to avoid the most damaging levels of warming. As global leaders discuss their strategies for cutting emissions, how will it affect Illinois? Here to discuss in our weekly climate conversation is Illinois State climatologist Dr. Trent Ford. Trent, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Would you please give us a quick overview of COP26? What's the purpose of this summit?
Yeah, so the purpose of this summit is to get the world's leaders together to discuss climate change from a policy standpoint. So this is where it stands out versus the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change meetings and reports, which are very much science focused. In this case, it is policymakers coming together and say, look, the scientists have laid out, here are the problems that we're facing. How do we solve them? The issue before us is this idea of keeping global warming, the increase in global average temperatures below these sort of thresholds in order to avoid the worst impacts of climate change globally. And because the problem is global, the solutions therefore also have to be global. And that's why we have these big global meetings that get a lot of attention.
Well, let's bring it down then more to our region. This is, like you mentioned, decision-making at the very highest global level. But it's easy to kind of feel disconnected from all of this. How could this affect our lives here?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is really easy to feel disconnected from, you know, a lot of world-famous people meeting thousands and thousands of miles away. So, you know, the way that we feel impacts of climate change are local. It is somebody's house is flooded. It is they cannot afford insurance where they're living because there's wildfires every single year, something like that. And in Chicago, we experience flooding, extreme heat, different impacts from climate change that are increasing in their frequency and severity. But the cause, the primary cause of those impacts are global. It's increasing concentrations of greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide and methane in the atmosphere caused by human activity and the resultant increase in global average temperatures. And so what's going on in Glasgow this week is very important from a global standpoint to kind of push towards that solution of mitigating, actually reducing global warming and therefore the impacts of climate change to cities like Chicago.
And what are a few important things you think that Illinois is doing or plans to do in response to climate change?
The passage of the renewable clean energy legislation represents a big step for Illinois. And I think the governor and a couple of folks from the governor's office are going to be in the UK this week to talk about that legislation that passed the state level and how it is expecting to affect Illinoisans. And so there is movement in Illinois to address the issues of climate change. Now, when we start talking about the state, the local level, a lot of the talk is really more on adaptation because we can only do so much here in Illinois. We can only do so much in the city of Chicago to reduce carbon dioxide emissions, reduce greenhouse gas emissions overall. And so therefore, no matter what, we are and will continue experiencing the impacts of climate change. So a lot of that has to be really focused on adaptation. So improving emergency management, improving community resilience, making sure that those that are most vulnerable and most divested have the resources available to make themselves less vulnerable and more resilient.
Trent, thanks for talking to us about the Climate Change Summit and what it actually might mean for us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks. Always great to be here.
Illinois State climatologist Dr. Trent Ford. If you have a question that you want answered in our weekly climate segment, you can email us at climate@wbez.org. This is WBEZ.